CBS News, I'm Vicky Barker in Paris. An unprecedented manhunt after yesterday's massacre of 12 people may be bearing fruit. The French news agency reporting the two main suspects may have been spotted on a highway northeast of the French capital. Brothers Saeed and Sharif Kouachi are known jihadists and said to be heavily armed. A third suspect has surrendered, reportedly after seeing his name on social media. In Paris, the bells of Notre Dame Cathedral toll and a minute's silence for the 12 people gunned down at the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo.
No one feels safe anymore. No one wants to be walking around thinking someone can shoot you because you don't think the same.
Outside the offices of Charlie Hebdo, flowers and candles left at a makeshift shrine and pencils in tribute to the caricaturists killed for doing their jobs. I'm Vicky Barker in Paris. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
-2 in Duluth, -5 in Chicago, 7 below in Milwaukee. That's how it goes from the Midwest to the tip of northern Maine, and a howling winter wind makes it feel a lot colder. It's a balmy 10 degrees now in New York City.
Walking down the street with all that wind, I get condensation on my mustache and it freezes. I can feel it freezing on my lip.
In Boston,
all Boston public schools are closed on Thursday.
Chicago, Detroit, Kansas City, and a bunch of other cities have closed schools for the day. Others ordered the police to get homeless people off the streets. Temperatures as far south as Tallahassee dipped below the freezing mark overnight. A military man believes generous disability pay for wounded warriors may do more harm than good. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Grade is a disabled vet who lost a leg during the Iraq War. He now teaches at West Point and says too many veterans are too dependent on those checks and don't look for work. He says many lose their self-esteem, sense of identity. Some become addicted to drugs and alcohol. And the Washington head of the Disabled American Veterans disputes that. He tells the New York Times that most vets do take advantage of available jobs programs and do want to work, Frank.
In St. Petersburg, Florida, police have charged the father with throwing his 5-year-old daughter to her death from a bridge over Tampa Bay.
Our officer immediately tried to climb down to locate the child, but the current had taken her. She was located about a half mile east of the bridge.
Bill Cosby, dogged by still more sexual assault allegations, returned to the stage for the show last night in Kitchener, Ontario. A handful of protesters heckled fans arriving to see the show.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Bill Cosby's got to go. Hey, hey.
But the audience, considerably less than a sellout, gave Cosby a standing ovation.
He was very nice, he was funny, he was entertaining the whole time.
Yesterday's Wall Street rally could have some legs. S&P futures are up more than 17 points ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-519-0814. That's 800-519-0814. Call 800-519-0814.
If you believe that shoes will tie themselves when pigs fly, take a look at the sky. CBS News correspondent Jim Shanavy.
Remember Back to the Future 2, where Marty McFly was amazed at his self-tying shoes.
Power laces, all right.
In the movie, the year was 2015, and so it's sort of fitting that Nike has announced it will sell McFly's Power Lace trainers that tie themselves before the end of this year. Nike applied for a patent on the technology in 2010, and it launched a non-self-tying version of the shoes a year later. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
The University of Miami is chucking its shoe deal with Nike in favor of an arrangement with Adidas. It could be worth more than $90 million over 12 years. Foie gras, the controversial delicacy made from the livers of fattened geese and ducks, is making a comeback on California restaurant menus. A federal judge struck down the ban the state imposed 3 years ago. Frank Settapani, CBS News.